with the baptism today and this feast of Christ the King, the universal King of the universe, I thought of a story from the Middle Ages when the fierce Germanic warring tribes were being evangelized as Christianity moved up from Italy into Germany and north. And they spoke to the warriors about getting baptized, and so they understood that if they would be immersed in the water of baptism, they would change everything. Their life would be turned over to the Lord. And so they said, we'll be baptized as long as we can hold our swords above the water, because then they could keep on their warring and their fighting and their power and so on, and still be Christians, sort of. Well, obviously that didn't stop the warring, and it didn't make peace in the world. You know, this feast has been established rather recently, 1925, and it was established by Pius XI when he noticed that there was an increase in secularism, which means, you know, life lived apart from God. An increase in individualism and materialism, and people who just didn't acknowledge Christ as Lord of anything, didn't believe in Him. Has any of that changed in our lives these days? So we need this feast more than ever to gather us and to fight what I call me-ism. Building me, myself, and I as the center of the universe, and holding whatever I want out of the water. Now, we Americans and human beings have our precious items that we like to keep control of. What is it that we might tend to individually hold out of the water? Some people would hold their, you know, anything but their sexuality is, you know, God can't come into the bedroom. Others would say, my business, you can't really make a good living unless you cut corners a little bit and pretend. So they hold that out of the water. Or some people, their body, they say, it's my body, I can do whatever I want to with my body. Not realizing that God gave you your body, your mind, and it all belongs to Him. And just the last couple days, the big thing in our culture right now, to hold your gun above the water. I don't care if you're on the right or the left. People think they can do what they want to with their gun. Whew. That's really touchy stuff, and I understand that. But when we come to be baptized, to be dipped in the water, we are yielding to the flow of that water, submitting ourselves to the King. There are two ways to really judge whether we are allowing God to be the Lord of our lives. The first one, surprisingly but very appropriately, is, are you grateful for everything and anything? Are you a grateful person? Why is that so key? Because if you feel you're entitled, if you feel you deserved it, you merited it, you earned it, who do you have to thank? Nobody. It's yours because you did it yourself. You become the center of the universe. So you don't need gratitude. There's no gifts involved. You just did it. Not realizing again that all your capacities to do anything, life itself, is pure gift. How did you deserve that? So the first thing is gratitude. So as we approach Thanksgiving, think about what and all the things that are you grateful for. Second thing, are you generous? Because having been gifted and realizing that you have been gifted, the natural response is to share the gift, to pass it on, to, as they say, pay it forward, or in some way be grateful by being a gift giver. So, and just mentioning that the DMA video that many saw last week is an invitation to share resources with the broader diocesan church and its ministries. You probably have received an envelope in your mail. There are some on the ends of the pews if you haven't found one. Or those can be returned then into the collection basket or mailed in directly, or even you can do it online. But I encourage you to think about that. How am I generous then in response to the gifts of God? And all of this goes back to acknowledging who is Lord in my life, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So we invite you to stand now for some prayers as we get